1742.
Yes, conditional use 1742, the application of Pine Acres Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an expansion of an existing manufactured home park campground by adding 24 campsites to be located on certain parcel land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4 acres, more or less, lying south of Dogwood Lane, which is the access road into Leisure Point Resort, 2,900 feet north of Long Neck Road. Excuse me. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 14th of 2008. Council held a public hearing on September 9th of 2008. Commission made a recommendation on September 25th of 2008. Before you again is a copy of the Commission's report and a copy of the minutes for September 9th of the public hearing for Council. On September 25th, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1742 for Pine Acres Incorporated for an expansion to an existing manufactured home park and campground based on the record and for the following reasons. One, this application is for the expansion of an existing manufactured home park / campground that has been in operation for many years. Two, all the campsites will be at least 400 feet from any dwelling owned by others. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, there is a need for this type of campground in Sussex County given the closure of several others in eastern Sussex. And the applicant has stated that there is a waiting list for the site within the existing park. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, there shall only be 24 campsites on the property. There shall not be any permanent cabins on the property. B, the campsite shall be served by county sewer as a part of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The applicant shall comply with all county engineering department requirements for connection to the system. C, the landscape buffer as shown on the preliminary site plan shall be established. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan for these areas. There shall also be fencing around the perimeter of the site. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 5-0.
Question, gentlemen?
Yes, I got one, Mr. President.
Sir.
Could you clarify, because in the title it says expansion to an existing manufactured home park and campground. Now, we're not considering manufactured homes, right, on this site?
No. Campsites only.
Okay, a campsite. What is the definition of a campsite?
It's a, well, a campsite is for use by an RV, camper. It's got a lesser size than a 2,000 square foot instead of 5,000 square foot. Dimensions are different.
I mean, do we actually have a dimension or we don't?
No dimension less than 40 feet, I think it is.
So it could be any length?
40 by 50, basically. It has to be 2,000 square foot. Right.
Okay.
She always thought about being energy efficient.
Let me ask, and it says no permanent cabins. Does that mean?
They couldn't locate permanent structures on any of these sites for camping purposes. It has to be an RV or a camper.
When a, like a park model?
Yeah.
Could be a park model.
Park model, they're not considered permanent because they end up with propane tanks and porches?
Not considered permanent. Still a camper registered to motor vehicle.
They got wheels.
No, they don't.
Anything? Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
The park model has no wheels?
Nope.
And we checked this site to make sure that it wasn't.
They're little miniature mobile homes.
That's true. They are. Right. That's what they appear to be. The site's not in flood zone, so it's not impacted by the regulation where they're limited to only being there a certain time limit unless you make that a condition. Because in a flood zone on a new park, they can't be there more than 180 days or something like that.
Right.
Got to go in when the tide goes up. Go away.
We thought it was, but it wasn't in the bounds.
Are you worried? Would you like to do that, Mr. Cohen?
And
it would only be for those 24 sites.
Pardon?
Not the 300 that are in place now. Is that correct?
This is only for this reference, only this site. It's an expansion of the park, which is across.
It's certainly hard to monitor and say, this is not a good one, this is an old one, this is a new one. Okay.
When you said now this is an expansion, is this, how would you consider this contiguous to the?
The only thing separated from the other existing sites is a roadway.
And is it a public roadway?
No, sir. It's the access way to
the park,
the resort.
So it's a private leisure roadway park owned by the applicant?
I believe so. I'd have to verify that.
Sure. Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Cole?
Nope.
Mr. Phillips? Mr. Chief?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. Being none. As soon as Jim's Mark, you want to read? We'll let you. Jim, could you read the title, please, of this one? Conditional use 1742, please.
9 acres. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land and AR1 agricultural residential district, expansion of an existing manufactured home park / campground by adding 24 campsites to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4 acres more or less.
Motion, Joe.
I'll make that motion to approve
1742. Second, please.
Second.
We move to second that we approve conditional use 1742 with the 5 reasons and 4 conditions as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rodden?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed with PD. Thank you.
Next item is conditional use number 1743, the application of John and Michelle Beaver to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for motor vehicle service, restoration, towing, and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2 acres more or less, lying east of Route 277. Reference at Robinsonville Road. It's actually Robinsonville Road, 1,130 feet north of Route 278, also known as Hart's Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 29th of 2008. Council held public hearing on September 16th of 2008. Commission made their recommendation on September 17th of 2008. You have before you a copy of the Commission's report and a copy of the minutes of September 16th of 2008 referencing this application. On September 17th, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 1743 for John and Michelle Beaver for a family-owned and operated classic, antique, and replica vehicle service, restoration, towing, and sales business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. 2, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. 3, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, there will not be any outside storage of junk vehicles, automobile parts, equipment, tires, or other materials used to repair cars. B, no vehicles for sale will be displayed outside on the premises. All vehicles for sale and repair shall be stored inside. C, the only repair work allowed in the shop will be for classic, antique, replica automobiles. All repair work is to be performed indoors. D, the normal business hours will be between the hours of 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, with appointment only hours on Saturday or Sunday. E, there will be no non-relative employees working on the premise. F, there shall only be 1 lighted sign on the property advertising the business not to exceed 32 square feet in size on either side. G, towing service is only for the purposes of towing classic, antique, replica vehicles for minor repairs and delivery of said vehicles. No other commercial towing service is permitted. H, there will be no body work performed. I, the dumpster is to be screened from adjoining properties by fencing, And J, the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Questions, gentlemen? Jim, could you please read it?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for motor vehicle service, restoration, towing, and sales to be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2 acres more or less.
Motion, gentlemen?
Make a motion to approve CU 1743 with the...
ten conditions.
Ten conditions.
Second.
The movement second that we approve conditional use 1743 with the 3 reasons and the 10 conditions stated by planning and zoning. Mr. Pope?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Repeat it.
Next item is conditional use 1810. The application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 74.61 acres more or less, lying east of Route 30, 0.6 mile south of Reynolds Pond Road, also known as Road 231. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 28th of 08. Council held a public hearing on September 16th of 08. Commission made a recommendation on September 17th of 08. September 17th, the Commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 1810 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated for a regional central water facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property as a regional central water facility is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties in the county. Two, the regional water facility with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact upon the county, its residents, or the environment. Three, the regional water facility is appropriate for this site because it is in an area of residential development where central water is not otherwise available. Four, the site has been approved by conditional use 1724 as a regional wastewater treatment plant and disposal site with rapid infiltration beds. Five, the proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission, and the applicant has applied for or will apply for certificates of public convenience and necessity to serve the region. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the treatment plant building shall appear to be agricultural buildings. B, all improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of water shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Department of Health, Public Service Commission, Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site. C, with the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all of the equipment needed in the operations of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. D, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Questions, gentlemen? Jim, please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 74.61 acres, more or less.
So moved. Second.
Moved to second that we approve conditional use 1810. With 6 reasons and 5 conditions by the P&Z Commission. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, my vote is yes for planning and zoning.
Two.
The next, last item is condition use 1807, the application of Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for public utilities, water and wastewater, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 13.228 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Road 462, also known as Trussell Pond Road, approximately 1.8 miles southeast of Road 461, also known as Old Stage Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 14th of 08. Council held public hearing on September 9th of 08. Commission made a recommendation on September 17th of 08. Again, before you have a copy of my report and a copy of the minutes of the council for September 9th of 08. On September 17th, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1807 for Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated for a regional water production and wastewater collection, treatment, and disposal facility based upon the record, and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property as a water and sewage treatment plant is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties and the county. Two, the proposed conditional use is for this facility to be available to serve projects and customers within the applicant's planning and certificated areas as may be required by the Public Service Commission. Three, the applicant has applied for and or acquired certificates of public convenience and necessity to serve certified parcels in the region and has or will have its tariffs approved by the Public Service Commission. Four, this application is appropriate at the subject site because it is in an area of development where regionalized water production and wastewater collection, treatment, and disposal are not otherwise available to all properties or projects. Five, approval of this application will provide a regionalized water production and wastewater collection, treatment, and disposal facility, and it will safely serve the communities and will not harm the environment. Six, the proposed regional sewage treatment plant aspect of this application and its collection and disposal systems will be reviewed and approved by DENREC and will be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over the use. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of Sussex County Engineering Department and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site. B, the applicant shall submit to the County Engineering Department a regional plan that shows all the areas and or subdivisions to be served by the wastewater treatment and disposal facility. Plan shall include technical support that demonstrates that capacity exists at the treatment and disposal facility to serve the areas and or subdivisions. C, the facility shall not receive sanitary waste for treatment and disposal from any property or parcel that is located within the Sussex County sewer planning area or sewer district. D, all improvements for central water production, including wells, pumps, and storage facilities, shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements for the Delaware Department of Health and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification to it. E, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site not to exceed 32 square feet. F, with the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all of the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. G, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. H, the elevated water tanks shall be painted sky neutral to blend in with the horizon. I, there shall be vegetated buffers of at least 30 feet from all property lines and any lagoons, rapid infiltration basins, or similar structures, and they shall be located at least 100 feet from any dwelling. J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried 4 votes to none, with Mr. Smith not voting, to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0-1, again with Mr. Smith not voting. And that's all I have on this application.
Questions, Mr. Lang?
Not after all that.
There were a couple items that came to mind for me. On number F, talking about the facilities and equipment that needs to be housed indoors, came to mind that the holding and treatment tanks are a couple items that also should be excluded, along with the emergency generators. So after the word generators, if we could include holding and treatment tanks, I'd appreciate it.
What letter?
F.
Okay. Anything else, Mr.?
Also on I think the word exterior in the first line after all, so it should read, there shall be vegetated buffers of at least 30 feet from all exterior property lines and any lagoons.
And you want to amend I, is that correct?
Amend I, include the word exterior after the word all in the first line.
I'm glad I never got into that. We don't have that.
Other than that, that's
okay.
Okay.
By
did you
exterior,
make that
you mean
motion?
The perimeter, right?
Beg pardon, Mr.?
No, I said by exterior means the perimeter of the site, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Would you like to make that motion to amend those two, and then we'll...
I'd like to make a motion to amend those two, as I stated.
Is there a second, gentlemen?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we amend condition F and condition I as stated. Mr. Cole?
I'm going to vote no, because I think it's a... what it does is it's a level four area, it's an agricultural district, and by creating a regional facility in this area would encourage more development in an area that is that we should be preserving for, you know, agricultural related activities. And I think there were some concerns with...
We're only voting on the changes.
On the changes, I'll vote. Okay, well, yeah, okay, that'd be fine. Vote changes, yeah. I'm sorry.
Pay attention. I know it's hard to...
It is. It is hard.
It's getting close to lunchtime.
I can't wait till a new day has dawned.
Mr. Phillips?
How about yes, Mr. Mann?
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes? Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, the motion passed. Okay. Jim, would you like to read it?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for public utilities, water, and wastewater, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 13.228 acres, more or less.
Motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Second.
We move to second that we approve conditional use 1807 with the 7 reasons and 7 conditions, which I did numbers, but F and I were modified as approved. Mr. Cole, now you can say.
Now I can go back. Now I'm going to start with my vote will be no. And because of a number of reasons, it's a level four, and we're have been asked and requested to discourage development in level four areas because of the state not funding a lot of infrastructure when it comes to roadways, et cetera. And it's our AR1 district. It's near some state parks, and it's near a lot of agriculturally used land. So by approving this, we would encourage more development. Also, when it showed the, and it's because the reason is it's a regional type of system, and what they're proposing is regional. The subdivisions that they want to accommodate are not all contiguous. They're all kind of far flung and spread out all over the place. So I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to put this in that area. So anyway, for those reasons, and then plus some of the opposition's concerns about the changing of the character of the area because of the it'll encourage more development and the loss of the country atmosphere. And also they might be forced into hooking up to these regional systems as their systems fail. I think that my vote would be no.
Mr. Phillips.
The county is constantly pressed to make plans for infrastructure. This is a necessary infrastructure improvement that, in this case, is going to be handled by a private utility under the auspices of the Public Service Commission. For those reasons, I vote yes.
Mr. Duke?
Mr. Cole was correct. A lot of times, a plant like this will encourage development. However, that's not the application this morning. The application is just for the plant itself. And living in that area, I know for a fact that there are parks that are in bad need of sewer. My granddaughter lived in one of them, and there was raw sewage running out on the ground. So I know for a fact that they have bad needs back there. The subdivisions that this might attract will be to another day, and that will be for the next council that's here if it comes about, and you'll have the opportunity then to vote yes or no. But voting on the application as it was presented today, my vote will be yes.
Mr. Ryder?
My reasons are, yes, same reason Mr. Cole said stated. Mr. Duke's, Mr. Phillips stated.
Somebody.
Mr. Wilson.
Somebody.
Thank you, Mr. My vote is yes also with the conditions as amended.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Grant request, Susan. Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate